This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Can't get a COVID shot? Hundreds of cars streamed into a vaccination site in Florida that appear to be giving shots to anybody who showed up until they ran out of vaccine. The site supported by the federal government. State officials now trying to figure that out. Millions of Americans will likely start getting COVID-19 relief checks within days. President Biden's expected to sign his $1.9 trillion bill after the House gives it final congressional approval, which will likely happen today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on what you'll get out of this.
The bill would send direct payments to most Americans, help small businesses and schools, boost vaccination efforts, and do much more to help the nation recover from the pandemic's economic devastation. While top Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries say the package meets the moment.
The American Rescue Plan is transformative.
To number three House Republican Liz Cheney.
It's a real tragedy.
Saying it's simply too big and untargeted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
They'll continue choosing a jury today in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. Potential jurors are being asked if they can keep an open mind. Listen as the judge talks with one potential juror.
I definitely fall into the bucket of strong opinions.
Okay, I noticed that on your question.
Yeah.
There were some.
I definitely have strong opinions about the case. I think I could try to be impartial. I don't know that I can promise impartiality.
She was dismissed. Three jurors were seated yesterday. Heavy rain, now catastrophic flooding, and residents of a town north of Honolulu are being ordered to evacuate. The town of Halewa is on Oahu's north shore, an area known for big wave surfing. China and Russia say they may build a research station together on the moon. This is AP News. The ratings are in for Oprah's interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Nielsen reports its preliminary ratings say an estimated 17.1 million people tuned in for the interview, which aired Sunday on CBS. That represents the largest audience for any primetime entertainment special in the country so far this year. During the interview, Meghan said she experienced racism from the royal family and the British tabloids, while Harry said that he and his family felt trapped in an oppressive institution. Buckingham Palace has responded to the comments on racism, calling them concerning, but added that they will be addressed internally rather than in public. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
President Biden's German Shepherd Major's back in Mr. Biden's home state of Delaware for the time being after a minor injury to a Secret Service agent, says the White House. Major's about 3 years old. The Bidens adopted him in 2018. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.